Ladies and gentlemen, we now bring in, from his palace, to the northeast of us, the king.
Hello, Justin. Remember me?
He's off and rolling. He's off and rolling again.
What up? How's it going?
It's going all right.
I was just telling Matt that in 2 weeks we're 100% open, but we have to mask and social distance. So that's a good thing.
Yes, Governor Ned Lamont made that announcement yesterday.
Oh, yeah, he's a piece of work, Governor Ned Lamont. Very phony human being, but whatever. He's worked 18 hours a day on this from the start. So should we open a restaurant? Shouldn't we open a restaurant? He does that 18 hours a day. So you listen to these guys, and you just like, you want to, he's got 100% control over the state for a year now, you know. Up to that point, his governorship was a total disaster. His own party wouldn't pass anything. So he gets 100% control, and he ditches his party and hires his own consultant teams and stuff like that, so to consult on what to open and what to close. So 18 hours a day. So, and his famous line is, when he's asked a softball question in a press conference, "Hey, you want to take that, Josh?" Josh is his right-hand man, and Josh answers all the questions.
I mean,
so then him and Cuomo were best buddies. Now they're not best buddies anymore. Well, I don't know, you know.
Well, you'd never heard of him, yeah.
Yeah, who? Mario?
Who? What?
Chris?
No. Guy on CNN? All right. Yeah. I mean, on this show, on this show, Matt answers all the questions. All of them.
Most of the time.
Want to take that one, Matt?
I'll respectfully decline.
People call in the show, and I was like, "Yeah, why don't you ask Matt?"
Well, that's the end. I'm getting the sign. It's time to end the press conference. So. Anyway,
God.
What do you? Did you guys hear that story about Bradshaw?
No.
Or did you already know about it?
What's the deal with Bradshaw?
What did he do now?
Back when he had surgery back in 1983.
Oh, boy.
Okay, in Louisiana. And he went, and this is a true story. I got freaking goosebumps when I heard it. True story. He did not want to let anyone know he was going in for elbow surgery. So he went in on an anonymous name.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I heard this.
Yeah, Tom Brady. It's a true story. He called himself Tom Brady, and then the newspaper article, "Pittsburgh Steelers Tom Brady has elbow surgery." Tom Brady was 6 years old at the time, so it was just a total coincidence. And then years later, he's interviewing him after a Super Bowl. So I thought that was pretty cool.
Well, there's been 55 Super Bowls. One in five has been won either by Tom Brady or Terry Bradshaw.
Yeah, true.
Between the two of them, they have 11.
Yep.
And, can you imagine he picked the name out of the air and it was Tom Brady? Not Thomas Brady, Tom Brady.
Well, Michael Vick, when he would check in hotels, used the name Ron Mexico.
Now, that I didn't know.
He used to what?
Used the name, when he was checked into hotels, used the name Ron Mexico. Because he didn't want anybody to know he was in the hotel. Yeah, just a made-up name.
Now, was this before or after the whole dog scandal?
Oh, this is before.
Okay.
No, this is before. Dave Ritchie uses Kevin Herr. All right, so... it's really...
No good! No good! No good!
Tell me that wasn't Kevin Herr.
No, that's Bucknell's Doug Burt song. Who works with Kevin on football, Bucknell football.
We actually ran a bit early in the show, in the first half hour. where, like, we didn't even talk about doing this. Didn't even talk about it. This is how good Matt is. And the first one was not working with Kevin allowed him to say that he was his hero.
You, sir, are my hero!
Then suddenly we told Doug that he'd have to do football this spring with Kevin.
No good! No good! No good!
We'll come back with our picks in a moment on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Party time, game time, or just fun time. Doesn't matter what time it is, because it's Brewers Outlet time. The Beverage Supermarket has the area's largest beer selection. Imports, microbrews, ciders, and domestics. Pick from over 100 ice-cold 12-packs and dozens of 24-ounce singles. Soda, snacks, hot sauces, fresh roasted peanuts. Make it one-stop party shopping, and don't forget the pickle bar. So whatever you're celebrating or just doing it up, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury, wants to see you. And thank you for your years of patronage.
All right, here we go.
All right, so
college hoops.
That's right. Final week of the regular season, then championship week next week.
Yep, and by the way, Bucknell opens tomorrow in the Patriot League quarterfinals at Lafayette.
That's right.
And Meek should be back, right?
Yes. Everybody that was in the COVID protocol should be back, which also includes freshman Andre Screen.
That is huge for Nate.
Yes.
Huge.
And the women host Loyola Maryland Sunday at 4 at Soika.
There you go. And you will be there?
I will be there back on the PA for the number one seeded Bison.
Please give Kelly my best.
I will. Absolutely. All right. Here we go. Regular season. Let's start with this lowly game on Saturday. Nebraska at Northwestern. The Toilet Bowl. Steve.
Interesting. Both teams have played well down the stretch. You know that?
Yes, they have.
They both have. I mean, Northwestern just beat Maryland the other night 60-55. Nebraska, it's interesting. You lose a key player, and a lot of times you play well right away, and then the next game after that, you then get flushed. Without Teddy Allen, Nebraska won its next game over Minnesota. Then they played Iowa last night and lost by 40. I am going to go with roll the dice here, Northwestern.
All right. King.
I love Nebraska.
All right. There you go.
I don't know why. I did because I've seen him play a couple times, so I still feel bad for him when they lost to Illinois. So. Yeah. Just purely out of sadness, Nebraska.
As you guys know, I like Fred Hoiberg, but I really like Chris Collins a lot. I think he's done a lot at Northwestern to his credit, and they're playing their best basketball right now. So.
You know, I'm going to go with the Wildcats as well. I just can't figure out Nebraska, and I'm done wasting time.
That game is in Evanston, right?
Yes, it is. Okay. Yes. So, I'm going with the Wildcats. Now, some good Big Ten basketball.
Oh.
4 o'clock tomorrow. Number 4, Illini. At number 7, at the Buckeyes. King.
Buckeyes.
Ooh, okay. Steve.
Well, based on recent trends, Ohio State has not played well in about 10 days. And we don't know what the deal is with Io. I mean, DeSumo has the broken nose. They may hold off one more game and wait for the tournament. But boy, did Illinois look great at Michigan the other night. I'm going to go with Illinois.
I'm going to Illini, too. It won't matter. Ohio State proved that they do not match up well with good bigs. Either way, you're going to have to deal with somebody with the Illini. I'll take the Illini by 10.
Oh, man. How far behind am I?
Brutal.
Coming in, I didn't give that. Steve's up, is leading now at 14-6. I'm 10-10. King is 8-12.
Awesome. Now I'm 8-14. Okay.
All right. Half decent basketball for the Big Ten. Number 25, Wisconsin at number 5, Iowa. King.
Iowa.
I got the Hawkeyes well, outright. Steve.
Don't like the way Wisconsin's playing. I like how Iowa's playing. I'll go with Iowa.
Clean sweep.
And Iowa may win by double digits.
Yeah, they're definitely going to. I see 15-20 point win for Iowa. All right, SEC now. Texas A&M at Arkansas, number 12. Steve.
Boy, Musselman's doing a great job at Arkansas. Great job. I'm going to go with Arkansas to win this game. I think they've won 11-12, something like that. They're playing great.
Arkansas has a very good chance to win the SEC and be a dangerous semi-dark horse in the tournament. I love me some Razorbacks in this game. King.
Texas A&M.
All right, there
we go. I love their backcourt play.
Buzz Williams, babe.
Hey, I can't catch up if I just take who you guys are taking.
Yeah, exactly.
You're fine.
You know, if these teams are all pretty darn good, so.
Right.
I don't know anything about them, but whatever.
All right, usually this is a marquee matchup, but not really this year. Round 2, Duke, North Carolina. Steve.
Yeah, really, this is a tough one because every time you think North Carolina's starting to play well, they look around and say, nah, we don't really want this, do we? That was a great Roy Williams line. Did you hear the Roy Williams line about when they played Marquette?
Oh, boy, what did he do now? What did he say now?
Was he whimpering?
This was really funny. A lot of teams have scheduled at the last second to get a game. For example, Kansas, was it last night? Played Texas El Paso.
Yes, and nearly lost.
Right, nearly lost. So North Carolina went out and, out of the blue, scheduled a game because they felt like they needed another game to get to the tournament. They scheduled Marquette, and Marquette went down to Chapel Hill and kicked the daylights out of them. And so they asked Roy Williams about, gee, do you regret scheduling Marquette? And he said, looked at the guy, he said, look, if I thought we were going to lose, I wouldn't have scheduled them. He says, if they told me ahead of time that we were going to beat the Lakers, I'd have scheduled them instead.
All right, I'll give him that.
That was a good one. I'm going to go with North Carolina.
King.
I'm going to say Duke wins this game.
I'm sticking with the Tar Heels.
Roy Williams keeps crying, and it really, men crying bugs me. So.
Well, to tell you the truth, Coach K's been right behind
yesterday.
Him this year, too.
I'm like, God, stop crying.
Coach K's been right behind him, though. Let's face it. Coach K's been right behind him, though, this year.
He's crying, too, though?
Oh, yeah. He's been terrible this year. He's probably the worst I've ever seen him.
These guys, I mean, they've beaten the crap out of everybody for, what, 25 years? And they run into adversity, and they don't know what to do. They're just like, but we're supposed to win. So.
In fact, Coach K was the one that said, let's stop playing because of COVID. Yeah.
Yeah.
Please.
I'll still go with Coach K. I'll go Duke.
I'm going Tar Heel sweep. And then finally, the who cares game. USC at UCLA in the Pac-12.
I was surprised they're even still playing. I was like, where's the Pac-10? And then I saw USC, UCLA. I said, all right. Well, why not?
Yeah, I forgot about the Pac-12, Steve.
Yeah, Pac-12, whatever they're called.
Well, I mean, this is an important game for these two teams. It's not like they're bad. I mean, they're second and third right now in the Pac-12. I mean, USC's a 20-game winner. They're 20-6. UCLA 17-7.
So it's a good game.
Yeah, it's a good game. It's in Westwood at Pauley. I think USC is going to have the best player on the floor in Evan Mobley. Mobley has a chance to be a top five pick in the NBA. Now, he's got some great numbers, but the last four games, he's only averaging 11 a game. But I think still they've got the best player. I'm going to go with him. So USC's the pick.
I'm also going with the Trojans. King.
Trojans.
Clean sweep there with the Trojans.
Andy Enfield's done a good job there. He really has.
Well, that's everybody.
Watch out for UConn, guys. They're pretty good.
Yes, they are.
Got the best player back. Big East, tough division.
Well, guess what? And Villanova just lost its best player, Colin Gillespie.
I think UConn swept Marquette this year.
And, well, that means they're better than North Carolina.
I don't picture UConn's coach crying ever. Well, even when he's hurt.
Danny Hurley? Hurley? No.
Okay, he is one tough dude, I tell you.
I saw an absolute 2021 COVID reaction on the sideline in the Illinois-Nebraska game. At the end of regulation, Nebraska has a chance to win. And to be honest with you, they botched it up, okay? Trey McGowan's has it, and Teddy Allen's in a spot where Teddy Allen shouldn't be. Teddy Allen, I'm going to set a screen. What are you setting a screen for? You just brought your guy with you. Now there's two guys on McGowan's. McGowan's never got the shot off. Fred was so mad, he ripped off his mask and he threw it on the court. I was like, now that is only you'd see in 2021.
Penalty. Foul. Mask on the floor.
In 2021, that's what you'll see. Somebody going, what the? And they'll rip off the mask.
Two shot personal foul. Mask on the floor.
No, the penalty was
there. Hopefully next year at this time, boys, we're not talking about this crap.
Well, hopefully,
behind this foul.
Hopefully this summer we're not talking about it.
Exactly.
Yeah, well, I'm just saying, we'll see. People got to be smart. It's still there, so.
Now we got to decide here because with championship week starting, next week's election Sunday. So I think the following Friday, we should do regular picks of whatever of the conference championships wherever they are, and then the Friday after, we should reveal our brackets.
Absolutely, I love the brackets. I've won a few of those, won some bucks on that.
And then we'll have to see how we're going to do this after that.
Definitely brackets. We missed it last year.
Yeah.
Awful. So.
Yeah, you telling me?
Yeah, I know. You had to fly home. Hey, have you been able to travel with the team?
Only not with the team. The last game I did on the road was a basketball game at Virginia Tech on December 8th.
So are you going to Maryland Sunday?
No, we asked to, and we were told that they prefer us not to right now. And the same thing with the Big Ten tournament.
Oh, that's awful.
Well, I talked to Johnny. I talked to Johnny Holiday at Maryland. Same thing with him. He's not going. Paul Keels at Ohio State's not going. Mike Grimm in Minnesota's not going. I think Matt LaPay at Wisconsin's not going.
Oh.
The long list.
Tough year, but we're healthy, right? So that's a good thing.
Well, you know, and I thought that we properly paid tribute to the suit today, I thought.
Isn't that what we do every day?
Poor guy.
I believe back in the day, if you ever watched the movie Casino, they'll talk about giving Paulie his tribute.
Wouldn't want to get on your guy's bad side.
Oh, with him? Oh. Nobody would want to be there. I mean, it's really, it brings with it loneliness and a sense of joy.